say kids go wrong, they sure aren't made as strong. I heard them say, now what's to come? They live just for the fun. And sure they say, what's in their heads? You can't please everyone. But I feel alright. I don't smoke myself to sleep anymore at night. I heard them say, you're part of me that I couldn't live without. And then they said, shaking their head, what is this mess all about? As if to say, love's the way.
Radio Libertaire de Poste Non Radio Show, c'est le 89.4 sur la bande des femmes parisiennes.
This is Run 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 by the Velvet Underground.
Be saved once in the world. roots, wrap around her toes, but she's in blue. Angels scream, they didn't know they could make the scenes look real. Take a drag or two. Changes after you. Say what to do. Take me home. I'll take you home again, Kathleen.
Berthère 89.4.
Thank you. 22:30.
Premessa per l'Europol è che gli Stati Uniti.
Around you, and you're facing the immensity. You're drifting along. The earth below that you can see, all you've left behind. A sound like busy wasps and bees, just to keep you in mind. You're sitting up high above the skies. You sit over the world. You're sitting up high above the skies, but you'll never get nowhere. The inner's immensity, and you're all alone. As the end of the journey meets its bounds, what will be left of you? Sit over the world.
Extraordinaire. Il y a toujours quelque chose qui déconne sur Radio Libertaire.
Consecuente aspecto de geometría. ¿Qué hay de geometría? Su furgón. Solo lo percibían algunos. Los elegidos. Los que desarrollan esperanza cuando oyen. Geometría fue la perla del estadio. Un sobando constante a perla. El correlato frugal de todos los geometrías. Y sin embargo, ¿quién iba a descubrir la realidad número 47? ¿Quién daría el primer paso por detrás de geometría? Para verla, todo estaba en contra. En todo caso, solo en geometría podía hacerlo. Gaspar Pomposo acabó por ocuparse de ello. A geometría no pareció importarle mucho todo aquel movimiento a su alrededor. De manera que siguió su lógica evolución hasta alcanzar su actual consecuente aspecto.
enter into space. I'm just out for the moment. You know I want something, but first I have it to pay, pay, pay. Some happy dance is turning into hate. Just like a drama, my life is a sickness. Oh, please, please save me now. Give me a little chance. My burning house, out of my head. Take my telephone before they came. Call in vain and now I have a two, baby.
C'è uno che mi sta seguendo. D'accordo, ma è un lavoretto da pagare a parte.
Qualche volta io mi cerco arrivato, ogni tanto poi mi sento molto stanco, però oggi ho trovato il giusto tono. Sono buono, sono buono. Oggi mi sento proprio bene. Forse sono finito le mie pene. Soffrire sempre non conviene. Sono buono, sono buono. Forse mi volevi più cattivo, più deciso e più aggressivo. Ma oggi ho trovato il giusto tono. Sono buono, sono buono.
Mendel. Sì, è un killer di professione. È in campo uno dei migliori. La voce sicura abbiamo saputo che si è messo in viaggio. Per affari? Sì, e tu sai meglio di me per quale genere di affari. Viste le cifre che chiede, sicuramente deve trattarsi di un personaggio importante. Ma quello che è certo è che l'unico modo di salvargli la vita è pedinare Bassi. Scoprire chi lo paga per uccidere chi. Ma mi hanno sparato.
Che era venuto per i morti, così non per i morti.
Nessuno al mondo era più fatica da te, ma hai cambiato idea?
Per due motivi. Volevo sapere chi era stata l'uccide e che non potesse farla sola.
L'altro?
Era l'unico modo di rivedere.
Questo Bassett era uno dei cinque killer più richiesti sul mercato.
E gli altri ti saranno grati per avermi tolto di mezzo un concorrente.
Così, quando ho visto che Bassett era morto, ho pensato che se non avessi voluto, avrei preso un altro per fare il lavoro che doveva fare lui.
E allora ti sei sentito risultato? L'avevo immaginato quando ho visto il cadavere di quello solito. Poi ho cominciato a chiedere in tutti gli alberghi se c'era un signor Bassett e c'era.
Il bello è che pur essendo Bassett, ancora non so né dove sto lavorando, se di Vilma o qualcuno più in alto. Né a chi dovrei farla. Ma se una cosa certa è che qualcuno vuol fare la pelle a me. O ai.
Radio Libertaire, c'est une radio décalée pour gens décalés, ça vous le savez. Voilà. Ouais.
The stars from the skies look up like the eyes of angels, the earth to you. While timid and soft, their light from aloft comes down with the falling dew.
Avec nous sur Libertaire.
Je ne le répéterai jamais.
C'est le Poste Non-Radio Show.
Un aire, un vento,
Postman Radio Show.
One moon rises, one heart ponders the area of a triangle. One fan blows on a hot June night, wanting a different job, wanting something more glamorous to take the heat off. One boy snores, one girl sighs. Her feet hurt with the thought of something good. Was the sun so mean it can faint you? An air so thick it cripples you? A sky so stormy that it is sex? Nothing more, nothing less.
And the dawn is like a new child. I could hear its hungry mouth that cries. The brilliance of this twilight, related by the ties of birth, has plunged me into silence. I'm amazed as if this was the first break of day. Feet in the silk of this soft morning, the wind is laughing down the street, the city still is snoring. As I tiptoe out into the sun, with the wind I'm singing, a brand new day has just begun. All eyes, all of those who can see, it's here for anyone who cares to see. I witness, witness this conspiracy. There's one big welcome, you're welcome to be here. All the moves in different shades and moods, I will marry you. Everything is granted. Well, I guess by now you know the game. Everything is granted. Just ask for it, it's yours to claim.
Show. Ah, ça suscite beaucoup d'enthousiasme.
Don't call me, I'm still waiting. You don't call me, I'm still waiting.
恋はいつもうまくゆくとは限らない。それは絹壊れたピアノ。ああ、一人で。ああ、イライラ。愛が、愛が私を叫んでゆく。Oh no.
no.
It's like
the whole
Do you think the humor sometimes tends to mask the philosophy that has gone into the work?
Well, it acts to entertain, and that entertainment could take the place of understanding. Yes.
I told John Hayes that, look, I think I had to conclude that 95% of the world is dumb. And he said he already thinks that 95% of the world is dumb. It's why we can make a living, you know? The source said that the 5% creative people make head. However, the 90% of redundant conservative force, that is also quite necessary to get balance. In art, we can be adventurous because nobody get hurt or even killed, you know? At most, you just find some people get hungry or some children of artists get hungry, you know? In political world, that 5% of super avant-garde may not be always good. They need like redundant force to balance, you know? So maybe it is good that 95% of people are dumb. That may let our world survive so long, you know?
It happened that way, I think, with Satie, too. That his remarks, which were often considered funny, I think, were the surface of ideas that were quite profound.
Oh, Carmen, next. Don't know this sound. It's only old generation know this sound.
Nobody has the standards by which to judge what they think is the real thing and what is the imitation. And I think it's because the changes are now happening so fast, mm-hmm. and they are so abrupt,
yeah.
that... there's no back reference. There's no past experience.
Yeah, in classic music, people know if somebody plays Chopin better than other people. Most people know Ashkenazi is better than, say, somebody, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But in avant-garde, but the stubbornness again, I got best performance when I fight with people and people leave. And very often people think my performance was bad, and it was really bad, but because most people leave before I got good. But good performance is something which we can never repeat with any other art shows, you know?
The 10th year. 1st of January. Listen to Beethoven's First Symphony and immediately afterwards, Make Love, in standard position. And immediately afterward, listen to Beethoven's Second Symphony. And immediately afterward, Make Love. Reverse the position. And immediately afterward, listen to Beethoven's Third Symphony. And immediately afterward, Make Love. In social democratic position times democratic socialist position. And immediately afterward, listen to Beethoven's Fourth Symphony. And immediately afterwards, Make Love in doggy fashion, 99. And immediately afterwards, listen to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony, and immediately afterwards...
I love what he combines, sex and art and sculpture and video and all these things. They're really not at all sexy. But people just are not used to seeing nudity with a cello. When we did the topless piece, that seemed to offend the judge.
This was opera sexphonique.
Opera sexphonique, yes. That seemed to offend the judge more than anything, that a cellist would sit there topless. And, you know, it didn't occur to us that anyone could ever get sexually aroused with a topless woman with a gas mask on, or, you know, the various masks that he had. And you like that poster over there, it's an army hat, and the topless feet. I just think you really would have to be some sort of pervert to get excited. It was really a theatrical musical piece, certainly was not pornographic. Well, at this point, the police came on stage and stopped us. It seems that it was against the law to willfully play partially nude. So that was that. I'm a convict. But what happened as a result is that they changed the law, and it is now legal to have partial nudity in an artwork.
Young Penis Symphony. Curtain up. The audience sees only a huge piece of white paper stretched across the whole stage moat, from the ceiling to the floor, and from the left to the right walls. Behind this paper, on the stage, stand 10 young men. Ready. After a while, the first sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. The second sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. The third sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. The fourth sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. The fifth sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. The sixth sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. The seventh sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. The eighth sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. The ninth sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. The tenth sticks his penis out through the paper to the audience. Expected world premiere, about 1984 AD.
They brought Pike into jail. You know, I couldn't believe it. I thought, my God, this is like arresting Beethoven. And when they took our shots, our photos for the police file, and they put this number over you. You see, I was topless because they stopped me on stage. So I was in a long gown with no blouse on. And it was rather embarrassing for them to put this this number, you know. And poor Pike, when they put the number on him, and he looked at me and he said, "Charlotte, I never thought it would come to this." So I was the saddest I've ever seen Pike, and the scaredest.
7,777 day, complete pause. Forget that you were involved in performing Nam June Pike's Symphony No. 5. The eternity cult is the oldest disease of mankind. What is the oldest disease of women? Love. What is the oldest business of women? Prostitution? What is the oldest profession of mankind? Torture?
I think he must work rather quickly, whereas I work very slowly and in a detailed process. For instance, the Buddha looking at the TV is the result of an idea that one could have quickly. It might take a long time to have the idea quickly, but it would not be a process by means of which you got the idea. It would be a flash, finally, like an intuition. Namjoon made the remark that he liked my work best when it was very bad.
Well, next to the White Christmas. Oh, that sound.
Radio Libertaire 89.4 à 12h10, les chroniques syndicales suivies des chroniques rebelles.
Nos chefs vont se retourner.